from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
2-0 pitch. Alvarez swings. That one is rocketed up the alley to right center field. That one is back and out of here. Langford raced after it, but he couldn't even gain enough ground with how hard that ball was hit. 117 miles an hour off the bat, and the Astros lead 2-0.
Jared Sandler with a call to a game you heard right here. You can hear all your Ranger games here. We are the home of the Rangers, the home of the world champion Texas Rangers, Bobby. I don't know if you know that.
I do.
But you can hear all those games right here at 105 through the Fan. Rangers lose the series 2-1 to Houston.
Lose
the silver boot as well out at the Globe. 6-4 was the final. Jared Sandler will join us here in just a second from our nation's capital. Happy birthday, though, to Whataburger, the 74th birthday.
Ooh.
And it is National Whataburger Day. And today, at Whataburger, all Whataburger Rewards members with an account will receive an offer for a free birthday cake flavored birthday shake.
Let's go.
No purchase necessary. Download the app, create an account, get rewarded with a free Whataburger just for signing up and your free birthday shake.
Looks like a smoke show for 74, man.
Yeah, they do look good for 74.
Absolute smoke show.
Yes, absolutely. Jared Sandler joining us here on 105 through the Fan. Morning, Sam, man.
Good morning, fellas.
What's your Whataburger order?
Gosh, I knew you were going to ask that. Honey butter chicken biscuit at anytime after 11 p.m., breakfast taquitos in like the traditional breakfast hours. I don't know that I really go there a ton and get like a non-breakfast item, to be honest with you.
Oh, really? Okay. Interesting.
You should. It's good stuff.
I get the double.
Shoot, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Can you hear us?
Sorry. I got Secret Service flanking me and it's just making the connection really tough.
Are you in the White House?
No. It's just because they realize that anyone under 5'8 deserves additional protection. No, I'm just kidding. We're not in the White House. Peyton asked me how the White House was when he called me to come on, and I think he was maybe kidding, but I think he wasn't as well. And it's not like we like sleep there, you know. It's like it would be cool to have a slumber party in the White House. When I was a kid, I used to think playing a game of tag or hide and go seek in the White House was like the ultimate dream. So maybe we can do that today.
Is this your first time back in the Capitol since January 6th?
No comment, Bobby.
Have you been to the White House before?
RJ's more likely to have been there on January 6th than me. We all know that.
My family. Yes, not
my
me.
My family.
Yeah. Have I been to the White House before? Have I been to, was it D.C. or the White House?
The White House. Have you taken like a tour before?
No, I've never been. So my oldest brother went to Georgetown, but you know, he's a lot older than I am. So maybe when I was like 6 or 7, when he was here, I maybe like walked by it and like looked through the gate. But, I mean, I don't even think he really can see much. I don't know if I told you guys this or someone else, but when I was, like probably until I was 11 or 12, I got the Capitol and the White House confused. I thought the White House was the Capitol. I thought the Capitol was the White House because I was an idiot. So I'm only like 20 years old in like terms of knowing what the actual White House is or which building it actually is.
Oh, well, that's good. You figured it out, though. You did it, Jared, and we're proud of you for that.
Hang on a second. Peyton, what is the address of the White House?
He doesn't even know what street it's on.
I don't think so. Washington Way? Yeah, I don't know.
Washington Way.
Washington Way, yeah.
That's correct. Washington Way.
One Washington Way. Jared Sandler joining us from Washington, D.C., where the Texas Rangers World Series champion team will be honored at the White House later today. Okay, Jared, so obviously...
Hold on, Bobby. I just want to say something. In defense of my own idiot admission there, what are the chances that if you gave Peyton six D.C. buildings, he could identify which one the White House was?
Oh, I think he could identify the look of it. When he sees it, so. I would.
Yeah. I've been to D.C., been inside the White House and the Capitol.
Hey, well.
And you didn't know what address
you
dropped
out. But you didn't put it into Google.
No, because Uber took us there.
Oh, gosh. All right, Jared. So, obviously, this series did not end the way anybody wanted it to. I mean, it started off really strong and looked like there was a late push there in game two. You know, when you look at the struggles that this team has had and being below 500, is there almost more frustration, you think, for them than if this would have just been some sort of utter collapse where they're in the tank and they're in the cellar and would have been in a position to make easier decisions than where they're at right now, which is some difficult decisions during the trade deadline and then afterwards and trying to figure out exactly what this team is?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, I think about the 2014 season. The Rangers in 2013 were really good. It was another season that ended poorly, but you know, going into the offseason, they had acquired Chinsoo Chu, Prince Fielder. There was a thought that they were going to, you know, run it back and try again to contend. And they had all these injuries. And by, like, June 1st, it was clear that they were just – it was not going to work that year. And they ended up, you know, with the third worst record in baseball that season. And it was just, you know, a very clear path to the finish line of what that year would look like. And I think, you know, this year the Rangers were kind of caught in between. They were caught up, you know, with the expectations, building on last year with the potential that this roster clearly has, but had to, you know, balance it with the fact that, you know, up to the point of the trade deadline, you know, the Rangers had it and still, you know, I think you still would characterize it that they've underachieved. And, you know, that's always a tough one. When you underachieve, you know, you still, there's always going to be a part of you while the season's still going on, while you're still in the fight that, you know, leads you to think, well, we can still turn it around. And they were, you know, we'll see, you know, when 162 is up, whether this is beneficial or not. But, you know, they're in the one division in the American League where you can be where they are, seven games under 500, and still not really be out of it. You know, if the Rangers were like eight games over 500 and 5.5 games back of the division, we would have a totally different feel right now. Mm-hmm. You know, it would seem like they're still playing from behind, obviously, but you know, when you're eight games up, you know, eight games over 500, that means you've been playing decent baseball. But, you know, the problem is the Rangers are 5.5 back or whatever they're back, and they haven't been playing good baseball. And so it's tougher to inspire the confidence that they can turn things around. And, you know, you just kind of wonder what the next six or so weeks are going to be like.
Jared, on paper, it's a really good matchup on Saturday, Eovaldi and Cole. But you know, Cole hit some fatigue, recently missed a start, and Eovaldi, since the break, has not been great. What's been the issue with him?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. He kind of went through a little bit of a rut last year for a period of time and then straightened it out. You know, the fastball velocity dipped a tick, but that hasn't been an issue this year. I think, you know, the splitter command a couple starts ago was a little bit more of a challenge, but, you know, against the Red Sox, RJ, I just thought, you know, the Red Sox did to Nathan Eovaldi what the Rangers did to so many pitchers last year, which is wait them out, work their, you know, make them work super hard, and, you know, it just...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Wear them down and wait for them to make the enough mistakes that, you know, they're eventually going to capitalize. I hate saying, you know, the guy only made one mistake. I mean, the reality is pitchers make mistakes. Maybe, you know, to every batter sometimes, but, you know, the hitter doesn't always take advantage of it. But the Red Sox took advantage of the mistakes at a higher degree than most do. But, you know, they wore him down. Like, he had to throw, you know, pretty much 20 pitches every inning, it seemed like, and long at bats and battles. And, you know, they took close pitches. And I just thought, you know, I think this Yankees test will be an interesting one, RJ. I just really thought that I came away from that Red Sox series so impressed with them. Because they're not a team that on paper people had, you know, much expectation
right.
for, especially their lineup. People looked at and thought, you know, it'd be a good lineup. But, you know, talking to people around the league after that series, I was like, hey, what are your thoughts on the Red Sox? You know, I'm super impressed, blah, blah, blah. And I've had a number of people say that, you know, they think the Red Sox have one of the top five lineups in the league, not just in the regular season, but the type of lineup that come playoff time could be a real problem because of their athleticism and the way they make people work. And frankly, it was a reminder of what made the Rangers successful last year and in some of the areas that maybe they're lacking this year.
Jared Sandler joining us here on 105 Through the Fan, joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Jared, Tyler Mahle gets the debut this week, his Rangers debut. Overall thoughts on how he pitched and, you know, the Rangers' expectations for him, I guess, the rest of this season.
Yeah, I thought he looked great. You know, frankly, should have had five shutouts, but the Rangers just did not have a great defensive game that night and definitely didn't, in that inning. But, you know, I thought he did a really nice job. I don't think you can underestimate the challenge of coming back after not pitching for, you know, over 400 days, basically. And Nathan Eovaldi just walked by me. I should have just given him the phone and had him answer your question, RJ.
If I
would have done that.
Yeah.
I also would have told him that Bobby was a hater when the Rangers
signed
him.
That is a lie. A lie, Jared.
That is not a lie. I was at the airport at DFW. I remember exactly the conversation.
I'm digging the segment up now. You're going to make me go dig it up.
You pointed, you said, oh, man, you know, his velocity dropped for a year and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I think he looked really good. It's not easy coming back, and I still think that you got to leave open the possibility that there's a mixed bag the rest of the year as he knocks off some of the rust. But, the splitter was obviously an impressive pitch. It's one of those things with Mahle. He's not a high velo guy, but he's a high spin rate guy, and his fastball plays so well at the top of the zone, and you can see that on paper, and you can look at the numbers. But then when you finally see it in action, you see the swings guys take against that pitch in person, it's really impressive. So, you know, I said this, I think, prior to the deadline, we were talking about what 2025 looks like. And I'll reiterate, I think that a 1-2, if your 1-2 next year is DeGrom and Mahle, or maybe your 1-2-3 includes Eovaldi, you know, if they bring him back, that is a very, very good 1-2-3 or 1-2. I just think because Tyler Malley's played for a relatively irrelevant nationally team
right.
who the Rangers have not seen very much in the Cincinnati Reds. That's where Mahle, you know, came up. I think it's just for a lot of American League fans and Rangers fans, he's not really a known commodity the way that certain guys are But he is a really good pitcher, and I think he showed flashes of that for sure in his debut.
Say that real quick. What is the next step for DeGrom?
He's facing live hitters today, and then I think he'll do like multiple innings worth of live hitters in a few days, you know, as long as this goes well. And then I think he goes on a rehab assignment. And once he does, there's a 30-day clock. So I think, with this timeline, you're going to see him in early September. I've had people ask, well, what's the point if the Rangers aren't in it? I think the point is you don't want him to go like, almost 600 days without pitching in a major league game, right? Mm-hmm. You want him to get out there. You want him to do some of the things that you're going to get with Tyler Mahle is, just knock off the rust and get him back on a big league mound and give him a full offseason, not wondering mentally, what's it going to be like getting back on the mound? Can I do it? All this stuff. Letting him do it and then have an offseason where he's healthy and he can get ready for a 2025 season. So hopefully he's pitching in meaningful games for the Rangers. I mean, they got to get to work if that's the case. But, I think whether or not the Rangers are playing meaningful games, I think there's value in getting him back out on the mound.
Really quickly, just last 20 seconds here, Jared. Thoughts on David Ortiz Jr. signing with the Texas Rangers yesterday?
Yeah, the Rangers, I think, have like all the kids now. They got Ortiz Jr. They got Vladdy Jr.'s little brother. They got a few other guys who are sons or bloodlines of major leaguers. I asked some folks about him, and they said that, taking a flyer, I mean, he's 17 years old. He's not like on this course of becoming the top prospect in the system in the next couple years. But, Fernando Tatis wasn't that guy, when he first signed with the White Sox years ago. I think there's just a lot of thought that, hey, there's potential here. There's a flyer. It's not really that big of a financial commitment when you take away the scholarship, the academic part of it. And who knows? But David Ortiz obviously has a great track record. And if they can get any part of that to carry over into Big Papi Jr., then, that could be a good signing years from now.
Thanks, Sam, man. Have fun at the White House.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Jared Sandler, Rangers insider, 105.3 The Fan. Let's head back out to Oxnard. Next, Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com, joins the show on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.